It's spring, and the perennial issues are in bloom in Congress. One of them is increasing the federal minimum wage. It's now $5.15 an hour. Commentator Robert Shapiro wants to know who could be against a higher minimum wage.
A minimum wage was a great idea in the Depression, when one quarter of us were out of work and employers could pressure people to work for pennies. We first got a legal minimum wage in 1936 of 25 cents an hour, good for about $3 today. Conservatives have always hated the minimum wage on the grounds that it's government meddling and can cut profits. What conservatives say publicly is that a minimum wage can cost worthy low-paid workers their jobs. But that's not true. Studies now show that the minimum wage doesn't destroy jobs. It costs less to pay the unskilled a little more rather than replace them with machines or recruit people with more skills. Liberals, for their part, love raising the minimum wage. Maybe they think it reinforces the view that workers need unions to protect them from capitalists. What liberals argue publicly is that it's a lifeline for the working poor. But that's not true either. The fact is, the minimum wage doesn't target the truly poor, only the poorly paid. About three-quarters of the poor can't benefit. They don't work, or they're self-employed, or they're seasonal labor, working for more than the minimum, but only for a few months. Those who benefit most are mainly part-time workers in families that are not poor. In fact, only 28% of the benefits from a higher minimum wage go to poor or near-poor people. That means 72% of the benefits go to people who are middle class or better. And higher wages without higher productivity can mean higher prices, so everyone pays a little more, including the poor. The cost to business is so low that many conservative Republicans now support it, at a price. In 1999, the Republican-controlled House passed an increase, one that had attached to it billions of dollars in new tax breaks for businesses and real estate investors, even a cut in the estate tax. This year, almost everyone supports another dollar increase in the minimum wage. They're only arguing about what should get passed with it. Raising the minimum wage, already pretty hollow social policy, now is an excuse for doling out tax breaks to wealthy interests. No wonder both sides support it. The real danger is that raising the minimum wage may crowd out doing something more meaningful for the poor. President Clinton understood this in 1993 when he pressed to expand the earned income credit instead of raising the minimum wage. Those are payments that go to poor families with workers. The benefit for a working poor family of four earning $10,000 or $12,000 a year rose from less than $1,400 in 1992 to almost $3,900 this year. Not enough to break through the poverty line, but a lot closer. Taxpayers bear the cost, so the poor don't pay. The affluent do. And since there's no onus on business, there's no reason to attach new tax breaks to it. So the next time a member of Congress talks about raising the minimum wage and helping the working poor, ask what the lawmaker is doing to expand the earned income credit, because many full-time workers still live in poverty, especially single workers, and still will, even with an extra dollar added to the minimum wage.
Robert Shapiro is an international business consultant. He was Undersecretary of Commerce in the Clinton administration.